Hi everyone, it's Wednesday, April 20th, and you're listening to episode 11 of Delicious Talk. So I'm Nadine.
I'm Anika.
Hi everyone, this is Shelley.
And this is episode 11 of Delicious Talk. This week we have several hot topics we want to jump on, and I think the first thing we want to talk about is Donald Trump's comments about how he has a great relationship with the blacks.
A joke. Yes. You don't have a good relationship with me.
Seriously, what first ran through your mind when you heard that?
Well, to bring our listeners up to speed, in case you're not familiar with it, this past week, he was giving a radio interview somewhere in New York. And his quote is, "I have a great relationship with the blacks. I've always had a great relationship with the blacks."
Racist, racist, racist.
This was on Talk 1300 AM radio in Albany, New York.
To me, if you have a good relationship with the blacks, you shouldn't have to. To me, if you have, have to refer to them as the blacks. It should come right out. You shouldn't even have to address that.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, like I was saying to Shelley, the first thing I thought was, wow, I was surprised to hear Donald Trump saying that. Then the second thing I thought was, oh, well, you know, there is a certain way that a lot of white people talk about black people when they don't think black people are around, you know, amongst themselves. So I think that shows it right there. And I actually heard the audio. So this isn't, you know, a rumor. He actually did say that. That way. So I find that really telling.
Yeah, I don't know. When I was like, the blacks, I had to repeat it over and over again in my mind. Like, I felt like, what are we, aliens that, you know, we just came to Earth and all of a sudden you've befriended us, so it's okay. Do you know what I mean? We've infiltrated this Earth and yeah, I'm friends with the blacks. Yeah. They accept me. I don't know. I was like, the blacks.
It has always had a negative connotation.
Yeah.
Whenever you hear that, the blacks, it's like, you know, we're, like you said, a different species or something.
Yeah.
It's definitely not an inclusive spirit when they use that term.
No.
So
no,
it's filled with
superiority
and separation. Yes. It's making a clear distinction that he sees himself as very much separate from the blacks. Mm-hmm. And that's what disturbs me. But I'm glad when things like that come out, because it shows what's really underneath, that people are too PC to really, you know, expose about themselves. And it just shows not even Donald Trump, who I really didn't believe to be a racist. I think we were talking the other day about him and the birther issue with the birth certificate. Mm-hmm. And right. I was saying, you know, I don't think it's because of any racism. And I still don't really, but I never
I wouldn't classify the man as racist. I just think that it was poor choice in words.
Yeah, but it just shows where he thinks from.
Yeah.
You know, and we can't really fault him for that. But it does show, Donald, I think you need to take a look at where you stand.
Do you have a good relationship with the whites? You? I mean, to me, I don't think that's funny.
I don't think of white people that way.
Exactly. And that's why I said that. I was just saying that to just, you know,
fun.
Okay, let's be real.
Horrible.
I know I'm guilty of this. And you know, Nadine may not cop to this, but Anika, you probably will. But if I'm telling a story, and this is something that I've recognized about myself in the last few years, that if I'm telling a story, I have to tell you what color this person is that I'm talking about. I have to.
I gotta back up. What do you mean Nadine may not cop to this?
Because she doesn't see color. She's just seeing human.
But, if I do it, I will tell you I do it. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for being honest, Nadine. I stand corrected. But I always do that. And it's something that I hope my children will not do.
Well, you know, I can't say I won't ever bring up race you know, like if I'm describing something, but I won't say I always do it, but it tends to come up. If you're telling somebody about something, they go, are they white or black? Were they white or black?
Yeah.
You know,
I just have to know.
They ask you.
I just have to know.
And so you go, oh yeah, it was a black guy. Or yeah, it was a white guy. Or the Spanish guy, you know?
I'm guilty of that. Because Ashley made me listen to a song the other day, mm-hmm. and I found her saying to me, mommy, you think this person is white or black? And I said, oh, are they black? She's like, no, mom, they're white. You know what I'm saying? So my child does it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And even if I'm watching the news and I hear like some crazy person did something, I'm like, oh, God, please do not be black.
Yeah, it's true.
You're human.
No, but it's true. And Shelly and I were talking the other day about when the snipers, the DC snipers, when they were revealed to be two black guys, we were like, oh, my God. Because it's like you feel the way the whole race feels it.
You're being judged. Every time some white person see you, it's like, oh yeah, you know, the DC sniper is black. You gotta look out.
I know. And it's unfortunate, but that's a good thing for our topic for our race series. But yeah, it's true. But yeah, Donald, I'm if you're listening to Delicious Talk, I was surprised.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna hold it against Donald.
I would ask you to please examine your position when it comes to yourself and people of other color. Because obviously you see yourself as very, very, as distinctly different when you refer to us as the blacks. Like we all have one mind. You paint us with one brush when you say that. Right. And that's not nice. Not nice at all, because, you know, if you hear us talking, oh, the whites, after a while, you're not going to feel good about it either.
Yeah.
So, please. Self-examination.
True.
Okay, so let's move on. How about his apprentice? So, did you guys watch Celebrity Apprentice?
I saw it. I saw, and I'm not an avid watcher. My sister texted me and was like, oh, you need to watch this.
Gary's gone.
Bye-bye.
But is it me or Gary? Is that a look that he works on? Or, I don't know, is it?
You know, Gary had brain surgery. He had a problem.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so that's a medical issue. But what got on my nerves with him is this whole, oh, I've got them fooled. You know, he's like, come on, Gary, you're not fooling anybody but yourself. Okay, you're nuts. And he might have some moments of brilliance and good ideas, but it's not worth it. I'm sorry. It was time for him to go. What did you guys think? I think this was the week before last week's episode. The way she told off LaToya Jackson. I was like, okay, Nene. Oh my goodness. She told that woman that, I mean, some of what she was saying was true, but I think she really went overboard. It wasn't necessary. And it was very big of LaToya. LaToya showed that she was a woman and she didn't stoop to that level. You know?
Yeah, because she's more polished. She was raised in this industry. Nene just, you know, taking advantage of her 15 minutes.
Yeah, but she was telling LaToya how I was working and you were sitting there looking like Casper the Ghost. And
I know.
And you're only here or you're only where you are because of your last name. And that baby voice, you know, anyway, she was just disgusting to me that it wasn't called for how she went off on LaToya. LaToya won the task. I wasn't expecting her to win, but she did. And the way Nene went off on her, it was like, okay, that wasn't called for.
But what's so funny is that in last night's episode, even after they won, she was pretty upset because she's saying that she's being depicted as antagonistic.
Who, Nene?
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't like that because Donald made a comment in the boardroom about he said something, asked something about Nene, and she got the impression, oh, so I'm the troublemaker? I'm the one who's being perceived as the troublemaker?
Yeah.
So,
and by the way, why was Nene standing?
I don't know. They only had a certain number of chairs.
Seriously?
Was she the only one standing?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I don't know. But yeah, and Star has been kind of quiet. So I'm waiting for this big blow up between her and Nene that's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, goodbye, Gary. Won't miss him.
Oh, well.
Wow.
And what about Halle Berry? She just recently dropped out of a Broadway play, The Mountaintop, that she was supposed to star in, about Martin Luther King, and citing custody issues. She's still fighting her custody with her baby daddy.
I'll say it again. I'm sick of that whole story.
I know. They
need to sick of it. For it.
And I'm really surprised at Halle. And I mean, we don't know what the deal is and everything, but come on, why can't they resolve this?
Exactly. It's like, give the man, I think everybody should see their kids. I don't know. But moving along, what about this royal wedding? Is it getting on your nerves? I'm so sick of it.
I'm over it too.
I'm so sick of it to the 15th power.
Oh.
I mean, $75 million for a wedding. Yeah.
Is that how much it's costing? 75 yes. million pounds?
75 yeah. million pounds, yes.
Oh my God, wow. That's like $150 million.
Yeah, because yes. I think they have a guest list of 3,000, and then you have $20 million for just security alone.
Oh my goodness, I love Jerry Seinfeld. Did you hear about
yes, I read the ticker. He is like...
He said that they're just playing dress up. He went over there and he was giving an interview and was saying it, and they're very upset with him.
Oh, I can imagine.
British people.
Who cares? We have a right to our opinion.
He's speaking the truth. It really is. What is the point of this royal family? You know, it's like, okay, the Brits love their royals and the idea of the royals and everything, but it really is, to me, overboard and extravagant. But I guess, you know, they have an economy that supports it. That's why the pound is twice as much as the dollar.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I guess we can just shut up.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I don't feel the excitement over the royal wedding.
Me either. I'm just sick of every time I turn the TV on, Kate and William.
It's just pathetic. And then did you see the amount of weight she's losing?
Yeah, I was just saying that to Shelley. It's crazy because she's not looking well. She was already a slim woman, so
she's just stressed out.
No, she's stressed out.
She's trying to lose the weight.
No, well, I think that if she's trying to lose the weight, and I think she's stressed out because I heard now the fact that she is getting married to Prince William. Mm-hmm. Basically, you have to start acting like a monarch. So basically, even just for example, if they're at dinner and they're eating with the queen, mm-hmm. if the queen stops eating, she has to stop eating. The queen starts eating, you have to start. So it's just like certain little things that you have to do in line with the royal family. So she has to learn so many different certain things you can't say. They're no longer able to eat shellfish anymore because of poisoning. And she loves shellfish. So there's just like certain, she has a whole new way of life that she has to adapt. So that within itself can be very stressful, I think.
Yeah, I agree think with so that. Too.
And I say it's not a little thing if when somebody stops eating, I have to stop eating. So that means I have to spend my whole meal watching her?
Basically.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I read that. And then the fact that, you know, like they just cannot eat shellfish anymore. You can't, what else was it? I think she can't work anymore. There's just a list of rules. I wish I had the article in front of me that she has to stop doing and she has to adapt to their way of living. So.
Okay, well, I would just need William to come, you know, give me an apartment and check me every now and then.
Yeah.
Oh, he would be dishonest.
I would not be marrying into that nonsense. Sorry.
So you're going to just be William's side piece?
That's Lissaman Queen, Nadine.
Not even, because I am not conforming to that nonsense. I would have had to be born and raised to be queen then, so that I would have already been conditioned for that stuff. But me now to step into that the way she's having to step in? No way.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you're going to be William's side piece? Hello?
I'm just making the point that I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't give up my freedom to that degree.
That's all I'm saying. Can't eat no more lobster, girl.
I don't eat lobster. But I'm just saying, I refuse. Who? Because number one, I just have a problem with that. Because it's like, who are you that I've got to stop eating when you stop eating? What? There is nobody on the planet that is maybe, that important.
Maybe that's why she's losing so much weight.
Okay. But the queen is nice and plump, you notice. The royal stuff, you know, I mean, if I happen to be around when the wedding is going on, I might glimpse it, but that's it. I'm not into it. Mm. Not wow. at all.
Wow.
What about the, is it the congresswoman that sent that email with President Obama inserted as being a part of the ape
again, back to the Donald Trump thing we were talking about. Mm-hmm. How some white people talk about and, you know, black mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. when their black people aren't around. How they speak amongst themselves, because that is a perfect example. And for her to say she wasn't aware, you know, she changed her tune. The first statement she released was sort of defending it.
Yeah, that it's a joke. She sent it to a friend or mm-hmm. somebody.
And then the second thing, statement, I guess when the heat stayed on, she's apologizing and all that stuff. And I just feel like, wow, the you know, the extent that we still, you know, we as a society still have to deal with these issues.
Yeah.
Because that was wrong. That was not nice at all. It harkens mm-hmm. back to the civil rights days when they were walking the streets and they were, you know, carrying around those big paintings of like Martin Luther yeah. King with a wide mouth and like making a making fun of him, of black people, and the big lips and the big nose and comparing them to monkeys and apes and stuff. That's what
yeah.
it reminded me of.
Yeah.
That's, I think it's unacceptable any which way. I mean, regardless, even if they were talking about someone else, it doesn't even have to do with the whole monkey situation. To me, it's just inappropriate. It's just like sending an inappropriate email.
Email from your
job. Work.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You are
people get fired for that. So yeah. To me, I'm like, why are they asking her to resign? Like, fire her, let her go.
Yeah, I mean,
is that possible? Can you fire a congressman or a congresswoman?
That's not going to happen.
No, but of course, action can be taken if they do something that violates
their code of conduct.
Yeah, and the rules and regulations of their position.
Yeah.
And I'm sure her constituents, if they wanted to, could get her out. But again, she's a Republican. So I'm sure they're not that outraged.
Right. And had it been, to me, had it been the other shoe on the foot, if someone else did it, they would have been fired, period. I just Absolutely. Think there's a certain thing called tact and professionalism, and it just was not exhibited with that, period.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I totally agree. Mm. And then the last topic we had was about the air traffic controllers and how they're falling asleep. I think there's like 9 different incidents that the FAA or the government is investigating.
They need to be fired. I mean, that's unacceptable. I mean, it makes me cringe to know when I get on a plane that you have people that are sleeping, watching movies, and just not being accountable. They need to be fired, period. There yep. shouldn't be no type of, what do you I call agree. It? Probation, you need to be fired. When you took that job, you knew that you had people's lives in your hands and they need to be fired. Period.
Yeah, but I think it's a little more complicated than that. It's deeper because just like with the issue with the pilots, how they're not being paid enough and a lot of pilots are having to work second jobs and third jobs to make ends meet because of the whole union situation. Mm-hmm. I think that might be the situation with these jobs. It's that they're overworked, underpaid, understaffed. It's probably not all their fault because so many incidents. I mean, that seems more like more than just, you know, insubordinate employees or, you know, one or two people.
I guess we're going to have to do more investigation on that to see what's really going on with that.
Yeah, I think it has to do with the system. That they have. The FAA has some serious issues, so, you know.
Well, they need to get it together, period.
They do. I mean, look what happened with the first lady yesterday.
That was extremely scary. I can't imagine what she felt. You know, they landed that plane quick.
Yeah, and the other plane, because they said it was the military plane that was actually in danger.
Yeah.
So, hope they resolve that.
I hope so too. A wow moment. I just read an article about a funeral home in Los Angeles that has a drive-through viewing. I'm serious.
What?
It had a video. So I said, this has to be a joke. When I saw the video, basically, I was like, wow. I was just here watching it. Basically, what they do is they put, you know, like how you have a storefront? They put the coffin on the storefront and open it. And you can either walk up or drive through. And they hand you. Only in Compton, right? I was like, wow.
Okay, let me drive through.
You don't have to go in or anything. You just drive through with your car, whether you got your hoopty, your Benz, or your, you know, your Geo Metro or whatever. And you just basically pull down your window, take a viewing of the body, and you drive off.
Oh my gosh. Anika, did you just say Geo Metro? Are they still making Geo Metros?
I saw one the other day. That's why I mentioned it. No, they're not making them anymore.
No, but I'm going, okay, so it's not important enough for you to park, get out of the car, and go inside.
You know, it may be due to expenses. It's probably cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to reserve space for all these people to sit and carry on.
Okay, I don't know about that.
It's probably more economical, put it that way.
Wow.
But what if you don't want to drive through? What if you want to go in?
You don't have that option, Nadine. That's like you coming to someone's
wedding
to do steak or chicken.
You don't have that option. You don't have the option because it said on the side of the road where it said drive through viewing from like 6 to 9. So I'm serious. This is not a lie.
So that means if I croak and then whoever's burying me decides opts for the drive through thing, everybody who wants to see me has to drive through. What if you don't have a car?
Pretty much, yeah. Mm.
Okay, that's just ridiculous, folks. Let me just go on record and say that.
I know, that's crazy, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
I think we all should say 1, 2, 3, we should say, wow.
Wow.
Wow. That was truly a wow moment. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow. I just kept saying that.
let's end on that.
Okay, thanks for listening, listeners.
We value, just wanted to say before we left, we truly value your comments and we enjoy our audience. We love you so much.
Thank you so much for you know, supporting Delicious Talk, and we'll be back next week.
Yummy.
We'll be back next week with more delicious topics. Bye.